Hey Siri, let's do something different today.
Okay, how about a quickie? Does that sound okay?
Good idea, Siri. That's pretty rad.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm pretty rad. Speaking of being rad, you and Josh put out a rad show. Isn't it called The Hub or something? It's super bitchin', but sometimes that shit is too long. Welcome to the quickie from the Fish Porn Crew, bitchin'.
Some damn some bitch posted up a line that Missouri should be said Missouri, not Missouri, but Missouri, because that's how the Indians said it. Well, by God, if they weren't said it that way, they should have won the damn war.
We just need to establish something here. The views expressed by others don't always line up with the views of the Fish Porn Crew or those of our sponsors. In other words, don't take it so seriously, okay? We mean well. If you have a problem, call the hotline and let us know. 970-834-FISH.
All right, so we're less than a minute and a half into this quickie, and we've already pissed off some folks. Sorry about that if we just lost one of the seven listeners, but I guess that's life. Anyhow, welcome to the show. We're calling this the quickie since this show will be super fast and not really all that satisfying. Anyways, this inaugural episode features some sounds of the recent Iron Fly put on by the Pig Farm Inc. gang up in Vermont. The Iron Fly was at the American Museum of Fly Fishing. Good times were had, good people came out, and of course, we drank a lot of good beverages. We do have quite a few upcoming Iron Fly events all over the place. Make sure you just go over to pigfarminc.com and check out the calendar. Cool? All right, let's do this show.
It's eerily quiet here at the Iron Fly event tonight. We're in a little bit of a break time right now. Things are quiet. People are drinking. People might be puking outside. We never know. We've just finished the second round in which some random people won random prizes. I think that's all I have to say right now.
I love fish porn.
Hello.
Andrew Castagliola here. Pig Farm Inc.
How do you feel about the Iron Fly tonight?
I think it's going really well.
Yeah? What do you like about the most right now?
Right now, what I like about the most is the consistency. Everybody's flies are turning out pretty darn good.
Absolutely. I mean, what's the best fly that you've seen tonight?
I'd say I saw one of those pink woolly boogers.
Oh, those were pretty awesome.
That looked really good.
Did you like the hackle?
Yeah. Actually, that was probably the part that I noticed the most was whatever one booger I looked at, the hackle was pommered and wrapped really well, which,
absolutely.
You know.
How do you feel about the whip finishes tonight? Like the whip finishes. Like, are you feeling like they're on point tonight, or are you feeling they're kind of sloppy?
I'm feeling some are sloppy, definitely on the squirmy wormy. They were super sloppy, but it seems like I'm seeing improvement throughout, you know, from the squirmy wormies to the boogers to the stonefly. Like, they're getting better.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
are you feeling like so I think tighter the batter now, or do you feel like they're just more well done?
I think they're a little more well done, you know.
As in a tighter pattern, or?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say as a tighter pattern.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
But it's hard to say, because there's a pretty good variable in all of the flies. So
now tell me about the pizza tonight. Tell me about the pizza.
Pizza.
You had a couple slices. I saw you eat.
Super crusty.
Super crusty.
Nice crust.
Like a good oil on top of it.
Good mix of mozzarella, sauce, and crust.
Right, dude?
And that's what you're looking for in a pizza.
Exactly. And then, do you know who the guy at the pizza was, that guy?
What's that?
You know who the pizza guy was?
I have no idea.
Me neither.
But perfect. That's
great. Now, how do you feel about the beer from Otter Creek tonight?
That is on point.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And there's a whole lot of it, so.
Oh, I know, right, dude?
So I'm sure by the time you listen to this, it'll be too late, but I was going to say get down here and help us drink it, because there's still a lot of it.
Yes, and help donate to your American Fly Fishing Museums locally and abroad.
Of course, absolutely. Always. Because without these, it's hard to continue to spread the word of fly fishing and learning the history of fly fishing. That's what these museums are all about.
What's the best part of history of fly fishing that you like, besides the river runs through it?
The thingamabobber.
The thingamabobber.
Oh,
you know. You can't say indicator. I hate that.
I'm an Atlantic salmon junkie, so I like to go back to the history, and that's
a
lot of history there.
That's a lot of swinging right there.
I do a lot of swinging.
That's right.
Two hands and swinging.
Worst tie ever.
Where?
I'm not to mean to.
Yeah!
Oh man. I'm pretty jealous because I would love a hat like that. I want that hat. All right, guys. Here is the winner of the Iron Fly. It's 2018.
2027.
All right.
It's overrated.
Hannah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Smells like
farts
on this side. Who is it?
Ryan.
Yeah.
Let's talk business for a minute. Have you heard about Woodard Rods yet? Experience your next river with a Woodard. Visit WoodardRodCo.com. And when you're done checking out Woodard, make sure you visit our friends at Pig Farm Inc. Pig Farm Inc. is all about doing rad shit outdoors and building community. Bitchin'. PigFarmInc.com.
Thanks, everyone. That was a first quickie episode. We will be back in a few days with a new episode of The Hub. Don't forget to call the hotline and tell us your fishing stories. They just may make it on to the podcast. That number is 970-834-FISH or 970-834-3474.
Thanks for listening to The Quickie from the Fish Porn Crew. Let's do that again soon, bitchin'.
Dat like a young man coming in for a quickie. I feel so unsatisfied.
We're done here. Go away.
sandbagging son of a bitch.